Now, we've heard that we can split atoms apart to release energy, but the reverse of that process, which is pushing atoms together and fusing them, is an ancient process that's been, in fact, going on for billions of years. It's what keeps stars like our own sun burning. And this is also where the atoms that we're made of came from. Georgia has been hearing how.
From calcium, helium, lithium and titanium to argon, krypton, radon and xenon, our world is built from elements. You and I are mostly a mixture of carbon, oxygen and hydrogen. But where did they all come from? And what makes, say, an atom of silicon different from an atom of silver?
A chemical element is defined by the number of protons it contains in its nucleus. So every time you increase the number of protons by one unit, you are producing a new element.
So hydrogen has one proton, helium has two, lithium has three, and so on. This is Maria Luisa Aliota. She's an experimental nuclear astrophysicist from Edinburgh University, and she's here to explain how to build the universe.
The first particles were created in the Big Bang. So originally there were essentially protons, neutrons, electrons, and there was a lot of gamma rays, high energy photons. Then eventually gravity starts kicking in, meaning that eventually all these particles and these kind of gas and dust starts contracting, and gradually you keep increasing the temperature of these gas clouds until eventually it is possible to reach temperatures that are so high that nuclear fusion can start. And this is when we say that a star is born.
Stars like our sun are mostly made up of this basic atom, hydrogen, which only has one proton. But stars can convert hydrogen into larger atoms through this process called nuclear fusion.
These protons, which are nuclei of hydrogen, they kind of scatter off each other, because you have to imagine this gas has a certain temperature, and so all these particles are moving around, so they have thermal energy, as we call it. And so they collide with one another, and most of the times nothing really happens. This is like colliding billiard balls, okay? They scatter off each other and nothing much happens. But occasionally, some of these collisions may lead to the formation of a heavier particle, and in doing so, some energy is liberated. So this is the fusion process that occurs.
So thinking about this snooker table analogy, if you're playing snooker, the balls are obviously going to bounce off each other because of their tough outer shells. But if for some misguided reason you were to place snooker in the core of the sun, there is so much energy there that every now and then these turbocharged snooker balls would smash into each other and stick together. And this means you can make a heavier atom, like helium, from hydrogen.
And this is what powers our sun. And the sun has been converted hydrogen into helium for the last 5 billion years and will continue to do so for another 5 billion years.
This process also releases energy, which we eventually see as starlight or sunlight. But what happens next?
After hydrogen has been converted into helium in the core of the star eventually has no longer a source of energy that can sustain the gravity of the outer layers, and so the star starts contracting. As it contracts, it heats up, and then eventually a new phase of nuclear burning can begin. And that's then the next stage, which is called helium burning, when now helium particles can fuse together to form, for example, carbon. And carbon can also interact with another helium nucleus and form oxygen. And so this is how heavier elements are then produced.
These heavier elements can only be fused in a much hotter star, as the more protons in an atom, the more energy you need to smash through that tough snooker ball exterior. And after a certain point, nuclear fusion just can't cut it anymore.
Iron is the last element that can be created through fusion of charged particles. Once iron has been created, it's no longer possible to obtain energy by fusing together two iron nuclei. And yet, elements heavier than iron, we know they exist. So the process that occurs then is a capture of neutrons on pre-existing heavy elements, up to iron, that then form heavier species. And this is how elements heavier than iron have been created, through processes of neutron captures.
So imagine our snooker ball atoms. The biggest ones can't stick with any more protons. They just bounce off their tough snooker ball shells. But they can stick to something else. Golf balls, aka neutrons. And if they stick to enough neutrons, they start to become unstable. And then one of these neutrons actually turns into a proton, therefore building a heavier element. This process can happen during a star's violent death throes, a supernova explosion. So all of these different elements get flung out across the universe and eventually find themselves in you and me.
When I was a child, there was a song by an Italian singer, Alan Sorrenti, and the literal translation of the title of the song was "We Are All Children of Stars." I remember thinking, this is so silly. What do we have got to do with stars? But in fact, now I realize how very accurate that picture was. Yes, we are indeed stardust.
Professor Maria Luisa Aliota there from Edinburgh University.